Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Still not much in the way of new information out of Kodiak, where two members of the Coast Guard were shot and killed yesterday morning. Federal, state, and local law enforcement officials are working with military police to investigate the shootings. The two deceased Coast Guardsmen worked at the communication station in Kodiak. Their names still have not been released. Captain Jesse Moore says a suspect may still be at large. Moore says base personnel are deeply saddened by the events yesterday. The Coast Guard base and Kodiak schools were put on lockdown yesterday after news of the shooting surfaced. Here in Southeast, state health officials are investigating three suspected cases of paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP, in Juneau. One man apparently went to the hospital Tuesday complaining of PSP symptoms after eating razor clams harvested from Admiralty Island. And then yesterday, a couple reported having symptoms after eating butter clams harvested from either Lincoln Island or Ralston Island over Easter weekend. Early symptoms of PSP include tingling of the lips and tongue. The tingling can then move on to the fingers and toes, and then loss of control of arms and legs, followed by difficulty breathing. Death can result in as little as 2 hours. All of the suspected victims are currently recovering. And the state Senate oil tax bill did not come up for a floor vote as expected yesterday after members of the Senate majority failed to reach a consensus on the measure. Senate Finance Committee Co-Chairman Bert Stebbins said work would continue on the measure. Forecast calls for rain showers today.